Nolte, Disney's support for child grooming is a game changer. By John Nolte on March 25, 2022. The Walt Disney Company's full-throated support of sexually grooming prepubescent children is a game changer. Good parents, and most parents are good parents, instinctively understand how important it is to preserve their children's innocence for as long as possible. Decent people do not need to be taught this. They just get it. You don't want to shield them until they are 35. That's not healthy. But the idea of exposing little kids to human sexuality, to destroying that crucial piece of their innocence, is something decent people don't do. Even Bill Maher, a confessed libertine in his private life, is decent enough to oppose this stuff. He wants to be left alone to live his life his way, but he also doesn't want to destroy the innocence of children. That's as American as it gets. That's how this is supposed to work. Good people also understand that when you expose little kids to sex, you are grooming them. Instead of allowing their sexuality to develop naturally, a sick and twisted adult is stepping in to manipulate it, to normalize their own kinks and fetishes and preferences for their own sick purposes. Well, look at us now. We now live in a country where one of our two major political parties and the corporate media are pro-grooming. On top of a Supreme Court nominee who obviously does not see child porn as a terrible thing, who's seeking to gradually decriminalize child porn, the entire Democrat Party has come out against a Florida bill meant to stop teachers from grooming little kids. All the Florida bill does is forbid the classroom teaching of sexuality in kindergarten through third grade. That's all it does. In my mind, it doesn't go far enough. Schools should not be teaching sexuality, period. But Democrats and the media are angry that kids aged 4 to 7 are not having their innocence shattered when they should be learning to read and write. Also in favor of sexual grooming is the Walt Disney Company. In what will be remembered as one of the greatest betrayals in the world of entertainment, the Walt Disney Company has not only come out against Florida's Don't Groom Little Kids bill, Disney is agreeing to use its brand and platforms to take up the slack with its own grooming. Disney's first move was to add a same-sex kiss to its new theatrical blockbuster, Buzz Lightyear. What decent parent wants to expose their little kids to that kind of sexual confusion, to any sort of sexuality? Disney has also promised to ramp up its gay and transsexual content in children's shows. Think about what a betrayal this is. Disney, is looking to groom your kids, to come between parent and child, to manipulate and shape their sexuality before it develops naturally. To what end? To what purpose? We all know what the end game is. To twist your kids into damaged and sexualized objects who can be exploited. This sick move isn't the end of Disney. Unfortunately, once a corporation reaches Disney's level, there's no touching them. What it is, though, is a game changer as far as the public perception and seeing the Disney brand as something safe and innocent. This will affect the child grooming company's bottom line because a whole lot of parents are going to avoid this sick shit as every decent parent should. If men want to dress like women and women want to dress like men, if people want to be gay or bi or tri or quad or whatever, I don't care. You want to be a libertine like Bill Maher? I don't care. Go live your life. Have sex in any way with any consenting adult you like. How you live your life makes no never mind to me. I could not care less. But when you lobby to wedge yourself between parent and child, when you lobby to use the government to expose little innocent kids to your deviancy and perversion, when a massive multinational corporation like Disney brags, "We are going to expose your children to perversion and deviancy," that crosses the live and let live line. The Disney we once knew is not only no more. Disney is now openly supporting and participating in the sexual grooming of your children. And it's going to cost them more than their souls. If I had kids, I would have no problem having Bill Maher babysit them. But no way in hell would I allow a Disney employee anywhere near them. It's an upside-down world. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.